AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Rather than to remain a dupe to illusions all one's life.
Petros and Money.
Oh. Yeah. Blah.
Dong it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. A four-hour show going until 7 p.m. David Vasse will take over with off-season Dodger talk tonight. He's got two guests. Alex Wood, Sean Green. Speaking of Alex Wood, you'll hear from him at 5:15-ish. Adrian Gonzalez, the bottom of this hour. It is a Dodger-packed show. We already had Don McLean, your father, in the very last segment. Still got a whole host of show to get to, P. And today, it's a Frogman Friday.
Yeah, do it,
Frogman.
Ronnie. Do it.
Frogman.
Oh, look at you. You were ready.
Frogman.
The voice of the sea speaks to the soul. On a Frogman Friday, the Petros and Money Show celebrates the sea and the people in it.
Frogman.
And the people that protect us from it, like the lifeguards and the coast guards and the U.S. Navy.
Frogman.
And the great Mike Nelson, an inspirational ex-Frogman, played by Lloyd Bridges, one of the most immortal television shows ever produced outside of Rancho Palos Verdes. Sea Hunt.
Well, that solves our mystery.
Well.
Hey, sure looks like the box of an octopus, all right. But an octopus never attacks.
What do you mean?
I know, it's got a pretty bad reputation, but at least in my experience, it's just not aggressive.
You ever tangle with one?
No, they've never bothered me.
You see the marks, it couldn't be anything else.
Well. What do you suggest that's reasonable? Don McLean! Happy birthday!
We got to get that stuff to Florida. Do you know what that's like these days? You've got the freaking Navy everywhere. You got frogmen.
Frogmen?
You got EC2s with the satellite tracking stuff. You got the freaking Bell 209 assault choppers up the ass. We are losing one out of every nine loads. No duck walk anymore. Let me tell you. Forget about money. What do you suggest that is reasonable?
What's reasonable? Has nothing to do with it. C-Lab! If you're looking for me, you better check under the sea. Because that is where you'll find me, underneath the sea. Lab, underneath the water. C-Lab, at the bottom of the sea. Dodger Talk coming up tonight at 7 o'clock with the immortal David Vasse at the real underscore DV. He's got Alex Wood on, but we got him first at 5:30. Alex Wood's coming on our show, and then he's going on with Dave at 7 o'clock and Sean Green to talk about Alex Cora, maybe. David Vasse, 7 o'clock Dodger Talk. Butthurt Dodger fans, you're welcome at 866-987-5570. Now, Matt, we've got a lot going on still. We got Adrian Gonzalez and Alex Wood. It's a Frogman Friday. We're going all the way till 7. We got all the games on the station this weekend.
We do.
Brought to you by Bosley. Speaking of David Vasse, AFC and NFC on 570 and 1150 on Sunday.
We got Clippers. We got Bruins. We're playing all the games on the station all weekend long. Tonight, nothing. Save off day Dodger talk. Yesterday, Clippers. Day before, Bruins. Day before, Clippers. Now, next week, even though 2020 has been either 4 or 3.5 hour showers of Petros and Money.
Yeah, it's showered. Great sports talk content showering down on you like a golden shower of greatness.
Next week, Roadies. It's coming.
There's a few.
Coming for the Clips. But enjoy the championship Sunday back-to-back. It starts here. Chiefs the Titans, followed by Packers at 49ers. It'll start at noon and then 3:30 in our sister station, AM 1150, for the NFC Championship game.
Single game tickets for Dodger spring training at Camelback Ranch in Arizona are on sale now. David Vasse is going to go out there for sure. For schedule and details, visit Dodger.com/springtraining. And the grand in your hand is going on for 2 more hours. We've already had a winner. You could be our next winner.
You like Paul. Paul did it. Even though we cleared that call the first time because it was a blocked number, they were nice enough and called back, which normally they don't do. Maybe they just had a good vibe about Paul. You have to answer your phone after you text the keyword.
I got
to
call him back.
To 200-200. You get a call back.
I'm a bill collector.
I thought I was a bill collector.
You did say that.
You text the keyword to 200-200, answer the number. It'll be blocked or a number you don't recognize. That's how you win the $1,000, and we do it until 6 p.m. So still 2 more chances today on the Petros and Money Show in order to get yourself $1,000. Have a shot at it.
All right, it's time for the word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Today's word is Olympics, and not that the Olympics are coming here and what the socioeconomic impact will be to marginalized people in our area.
Condoms?
Like in the Olympic Village?
Exactly right, man.
No.
Tens of thousands of condoms.
No, the know-it-all Olympics. The know-it-all Olympics, not the Jeopardy that Ken Jennings
just
won.
Way to go, Jennings. You're my guy.
But that Dan Patrick better not do trivia.
Heck no.
The know-it-all Olympics, speaking of Dan Patrick, is basically what sports talk radio is. And most talk radio or podcasters are know-it-all types. I mean, we all are. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to talk and be so full of it for hours and hours at a time and have the discipline to do this while being so full of it. You can't do any of this type of work unless you are a know-it-all and the deadly combo, a know-it-all and a contrarian, which makes it very difficult to navigate conversations. But that's what we are. That's why we do sports talk radio. Now, Matt Money Smith is, of course, his own special brand.
Unbelievable.
Of person that knows things.
And is a hypocrite.
No.
And a contrarian.
Well, we all are. That's what I'm saying. Now, I had an experience today. And I know about the Adam Carolla stance from way back on Loveline or whatever. But I read a tweet at Matt Money Smith that told me. And, you know, I hate to do this because, you know, I'm a grown man and I should be able to make decisions for myself. But the old Matt said so still rings in my head. Like, wait, it's okay. Matt said it was okay. And there was, I read a tweet the other day where Matt went on a thing and he said, look, no more red arrows. This is BS. If I'm going left.
Did it today.
I'm going left.
Right.
If there's no one coming, I'm going to do what I do.
You're a grown man.
In 2022 or 2020.
Make an adult decision.
Right. And I read that on Twitter, and I was running a little late today. You know, people in my house have the stomach flu. You know, it's funny.
Great,
you know,
we're all going to get sick.
Yeah, we all are. You guys are all going to barf up a storm. And it's coming for me, too. I'm just waiting for it to hit me like a lightning bolt. But, you know, it's funny. Like, when I get the stomach flu or something like that, I go in the room for whatever, however long it takes for me to blow it all out.
Lightning bolt!
And then I emerge, and nothing has happened. Like, the world is still spinning. You know?
Lightning bolt!
My wife gets a stomach flu.
My wife!
I mean, if you want the world to stop, have your wife get the stomach flu.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was running a little late today. I needed to get gas. I found myself at a red arrow, and it just turned red, you know.
So you're sitting there for 3 minutes.
And everything else was green. And I'm like, Matt said it was okay. I was on Hawthorne and Madison in Torrance, and I was like, I swear to God, I said it in my head, quote, unquote, I'm doing it.
He does it.
Key phrase, Matt said it was okay. Now, I went unscathed, of course, because Matt's right about this. And, you know, somebody's going to get a ticket.
Well, yeah, but when you get pulled over, just say, look, I got 2 eyes. I'm an adult. Enough.
They're going to give me a ticket.
Go get somebody who's causing an issue.
Enough. Say that to the cop.
Yeah, go remember get the guy who's going 85.
What was the J-Lo movie about domestic violence? Enough! but I did. I was unscathed, and I was able to get my gasoline and got some peanuts.
Oh, yeah?
Bottle of
the
water.
Planters? Salted or honey roasted?
Blue Diamond.
Okay.
Almonds.
Almonds.
That's what I got.
There you
almonds.
Go. Smoky?
Smokehouse.
Yeah.
The house of smoke. But I did remember, like, how do I say that to the Lamita Sheriff or the Torrance Police would be when they pull me over here? My radio partner said it was okay. I'm a 42-year-old man.
Write him the check. or write him the ticket. You're 40. That's what you say.
Like, what happens?
I'm a 42-year-old man, and I can see for a mile down the road that no one is coming. I'm making the left.
Here's Matt, the traffic czar. I'll be driving home and, like, about to break the law, and I'll get a phone call like, hey, don't cross that double yellow. There's a cop 3 cars behind you. I see him. I'm right on his back.
And what happened?
I mean, Matt's like freaking Merlin.
And what happened?
I crossed a double yellow, and the cop was on my ass.
He made you sweat it.
All the way to the 5.
He made you sweat it to the 5, and then he let you leave. I love that. And you wonder why I'm the guy getting flipped off 3 times in a day and a half.
I'm on your...
There were 4 car lengths between us. Don't bribe me and flip me off.
You got a MIG, 6 o'clock, coming in northwest. Here is the word of the day. Number.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is 21. Back-to-back days, I feel like Bill Ryder. I'm acknowledging a television interview that I did from earlier on the radio show.
Today,
I was on HQ.
And a little earlier.
I interviewed this guy.
I
was super sweet.
Roy Williams, number one assistant.
I'll be honest. I didn't want to like it, but I liked it. You may have seen the story. I'm sure you have. It's a social media sensation. If you're not on social media, then you didn't. Dude by the name of Charles Penn, Chuck Penn, big super fan of the Chiefs out in Kansas City, and a good dude, blue collar, 29 years old, postal clerk there at the local post office, born and raised. His father has passed away the last couple years. They used to go to Chiefs games together, and his buddies used to give him the business about him being the mush, that whenever he went to Chiefs games, they'd lose.
Bad luck Chiefs guy?
So he shows up, first quarter, dropped $258, probably through Barry's, to get that ticket to that game, because that's where you go when you need to get secondary market tickets.
Oh, I'm sure he called Barry's.
I would assume so, right? And
it's Kansas City's favorite ticket broker.
His friends are in the text group, and they're like, hey, you got to leave.
Get out of here.
Get out of Arrowhead now.
You walking cloud.
And he's like,
the pestilence left, and what happened?
You know what? You're right. I got to get out of here. So he films a video, puts it up on a gram. He's like, I'm leaving. I don't want to leave. I believe the team can win, but I believe they need me to leave this building in order for them to make this comeback.
I believe that we can win.
So he leaves. They come back. He said he was watching it on the Yahoo on the way home. He was streaming it in his car, and by the time he stepped into his home, the comeback was complete, and they were already up 28-24 at the half. It became a viral sensation. Pat Mahomes was asked about it in the post-game presser, and they said, do you have any advice for that guy? And he got a laugh. He's like, yeah, tell him to stay home for the conference championship. And Charles Penn has become a local sensation.
You get a Fred Rogan-style interview.
Fred Rogan-style
interview. So you're suing the Dodgers.
So tell me, Chuck, does this apply to Hard Rock Stadium in Miami? Or is it an Arrowhead thing? But very nice young man. Who's 29, so not really a young man, but a local sensation who felt he
local
was doing...
Local white guy.
No.
Oh.
Local black guy.
Oh, cool.
Works at the post office.
Hercules, diversity, we celebrate diversity!
And I believe has already got a t-shirt line that says, Bad Luck Chuck, doing it for the kingdom, on the front that he was wearing. So way to go, Chuck, in putting your team before yourself and helping them gain... I'm sure that would have had a big part to do with it. Gain victory over the Texans after falling behind 24-0.
Now, I'm getting texts from ex-teammates now and a lot of people around town saying white privilege, that we think we can go left on an arrow because we're white and be like to the cop, enough! But if you're like a swole black dude and you get pulled over for going left on an arrow and you're like, hey, come on! Come on!
As I regularly say, I'll ride this white thing out. That's what it gets me. That means left on. Left on red.
I have a yoga teacher that's doing a dismantling racism workshop this weekend. She asked me to go to. Where you dismantle your white privilege and you think about all the things you've done bad as a white person and all the things that are indoctrinated in your culture to be racist toward others and how to dismantle that.
Hold on a second. Let me write this down. What time's that workshop?
I think it's like a whole, like, it's like you pay like $100 and it's like 2 days of just getting... Somebody telling you, like, what a bad guy you are.
You got to pay to go to that thing?
How racist you are.
So she's going to pay you $100?
No. No, you pay them, and they tell you why you're racist. Or what systematic racism looks like. and how to fix it within yourself.
Okay. I can get behind that. All it cost me $100.
Yeah.
Are you going?
No. 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 I told her I was busy.
I got this thing.
A little busy.
I got a thing over at this place.
I told her, same thing as you. You know, I'm going to make this racism thing work for me.
I'm trying to ride this
you know
thing
how out. You know, you got your own racism stance.
You're against me.
I got mine. You know, I got two at Motto Tuesday, so we're not sweating it either here.
Look, if you had got to me 2 weeks earlier, I wouldn't be in this committed relationship that I'm in, but I am already committed to another race.
Pot committed to another year of racism.
I am already in. It's this Western European thing that I got to ride out.
But if you're not a white guy, maybe think twice.
Fair.
About the left turn on the red arrow that Matt Money Smith, know-it-all contrarian navigator.
Well, it depends, right? Depends where you are.
You know, you're right about that, too.
Depends where you're at.
Well, look, if you're
be aware of your environment.
If you're I got to be fair. Like, I went to USC back before they had the Chick-fil-A. You know, you could light your car on fire and run 20 red lights if you're a white dude. I mean, let's be honest. On down Broadway, you ain't getting pulled over. You know, I mean,
what'd you do today? I lit my car.
Well, just
on
telling
fire.
The truth about the city. I'm not. It doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean it's right, Matt. It's not right.
It's not funny either.
Then you can go to that. You know what? Maybe I'll book us for the seminar. I don't know. I think there's a couple spaces left.
I'll meet you there.
Oh, don't be that way. I'm sure we could learn something.
I'm sure I would learn
to
something.
Dismantle racism, and then they're going to do yoga afterwards, like a non-racist yoga flow.
I'm in for the yoga.
When you put your arms up, you go, I'm not racist!
This is the song of the day.
The Shins are a band from Albuquerque, New Mexico, with our song of the day called Sea Legs from the album Wincing the Night Away. Because it is a Frogman Friday right here on the Petros and Money Show, where you're going to need your sea legs to be able to endure a full 4 hours of great sports talk. As we man the captain's wheel and raise the sails for a seafaring adventure that leads to an off-season edition of Dodger Talk with David Bassey at 7 o'clock.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Come home, man. This could never be Japanese factory.
Adrian Gonzalez. Old friend alert. Adrian Gonzalez. OFA! Will join us next. We'll talk a little sign stealing, I would assume.
Next.
See how receptive he is to that. These two are.
What up, everybody? What's cracking? And welcome back. The Petros and Money Show is on the air. Happy to be with you. We are all the way until 7 o'clock tonight, and then Dodger Talk with David Vassay coming up at 7. And I bet you David Vassay is going to be muy celoso, I think they say, because we have one of his BFFs online right now, Matt, one of our dear friends and a guy that we remember for a long time for his heroism as a Padre, as a Sox, and of course as a Dodger, the great Adrian Gonzalez. Got a lot going on. There's a lot of baseball on the news these days, and we can talk a lot of Dodgers. Single-game Dodger tickets for spring training at Camelback in Arizona are now on sale. All that stuff's at Dodger.com. But LT Ton is with us. He's got a new beer company.
I like beer. I still like beer.
He slangs sandwiches.
I like sandwiches.
At the Jersey Mike's. I still like sandwiches. And, of course, top billing. He's got a great foundation.
Darn right.
On the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, it is LT Ton, Adrian Gonzalez, a true Californian on PMS. What's cracking, Adrian? How are you?
Hey, guys. Doing well. Enjoying the time here. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
You know, doing all right. Just wading through the off season. Not a lot going on in the baseball world. Just kind of whistling through the whole thing.
Yeah, it's all basketball and football these days. I mean, you know, nothing there.
It's almost like there's nothing happening.
You guys definitely have time to fill if you're talking to Vassay.
There we go, straight out the gate.
7
shot
o'clock
at
tonight, 1 hour. We
shot
got
at Vassay right out the gate. Love it.
Adrian. We have to get after Vassay a little bit.
Absolutely, and you'll do it tonight as well. We'll start with what we've been talking about all week, and maybe just, I think we'll start here, right? So you always hear about the unwritten rules, about trying to gain an edge through the course of a baseball game, through a baseball season. Kind of like, where does all this fall in to unwritten rules and just trying to gain that edge versus taking it a step too far?
Well, I guess I really feel like MLB has to be very specific and let everybody know where that line is drawn, right? Obviously, there has been some stuff that they allowed. Obviously, what the Astros have been doing, proven that they've been doing, is definitely over the line. Banging on trash cans, and, you know, I think that's something that when I came into the game would definitely deserve somebody to get hit. You know, besides that, some of the other allegations that are going on that people have said, I think MLB has to decide where that line is drawn.
Adrian, when you're up there as a professional hitter and you're facing a professional pitcher and it is the top of the top in the world of baseball, you can't get any higher in that sport in the world. I mean, as a pro, how much did you really want to know what was coming, you know, just in your own process?
It depends on the pitcher. I think if the pitcher's a guy that really knows what they're doing with the ball and can really locate a pitch, then it definitely helps. I think if it's a kid that's just chucking it out there and can't really control his pitches, then you don't want to know. That's a question that if you're talking about a pitcher in the World Series game, those guys probably know where the ball's going for the most part, and it definitely helps. If you're talking about a regular season game, sometimes those young kids, you just don't want to know because they can't even execute their pitch.
He is a titan of business. Jersey Mike Subs, 10 stores. And let me tell you, you own those Jersey Mike's.
11?
11?
Yeah.
Where are we at the 11th?
11 stores.
Where's the 11th? Montclair?
Last week.
Where?
Last week. Vista.
Vista, California. There you go. Nice.
So
very
Vista
beautiful.
Turns it up to 11. But let's say you're in the business of sandwiches, right? And you're doing everything right. Mm-hmm. It's all on the up and up. And some spot comes into town and they just start cheating, man. They're putting in like catnip or something and everybody just can't get enough of those sandwiches. I would imagine you get upset with your peer in the sandwich business. Is this particular situation with baseball, Adrian, maybe more, it seems like the players are more upset because they feel like, you know, their peers and fellow players are doing something that is going against the goodwill that they should have toward each other to play an honest game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you definitely want to play a fair game. You know, I think it is upsetting. But at the same time, you hear a lot of players talk about, like, you know, there's things that they could have done also to do better to help win that game. I think it doesn't – getting upset only hurts you, but I think there is a reason to get upset. So, I think MLB needs to handle that properly.
More dangerous. Standing, you talked about a guy who's a chucker. So let's say you got a chucker in there who's throwing the ball like high 90s, very limited control, or trying to get after that Jersey Mike's sandwich meat slicer if you don't really know how to handle that thing.
I don't know, that slicer, if you don't know how to handle it, you're going to lose a finger.
Right? In a hurry.
You own 11 of those things at least. Those things aren't cheap.
Yeah.
Adrian Gonzalez joining us right now on the Petros and Money Show on AM 570 LA Sports. Your home of the Dodgers. Dodger Talk with David Vasse tonight. Who will be his guest?
Tonight!
Yo no sé. But we do know about this new beer company called Calidad Beer that you got going on. It's sold and distributed throughout Southern California right now. What interested you in beer? I mean, we like beer and sandwiches. Like Matt said, it's kind of right down our alley.
Perfect. Yeah. No, I mean, it's a great team, great leadership, great product, great marketing, and just a good beer. I think we all talk about watching those games within your family, with your friends, and you have some beers with it. You know, you watch the World Series game, you watch a playoff game, you watch opening day, you watch a football game. We got some NFC Championship Series. I mean, everybody's going to hang out, get together, come watch the game, and for the most part, people are drinking beer. And so, it's one of those things where, you know, you got to be responsible when you drink, but, people come together with beer.
What's the key to a good Mexican beer? Like, what is it that you need to have to say, oh, yeah, that's – because, you know, there's all kinds of beers out there. I guess when you think about an American lager, you know what you want. What about a good Mexican beer?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a good flavor. You know, something that goes easy, something that goes well with lime, with micheladas. Something that's not too bitter at the end. You know, you want to have something that you can drink and you can, you know, have a couple of them and feel good. And, you know, a lager is a light drinking beer. It doesn't have a ton of alcohol, so you can have a few and still be good. So, you know, I think that's what made Mexican lagers popular for a long time. Drinkability, good flavor, and the fact that you can drink a couple and you're good.
Adrian, what we talk to people all the time about micheladas because we're a few gringos over here and we're just starting to figure it out. You know, we saw Dodger Stadium, what everybody was doling out, and we became very interested, you know, the tajin, the clamato, all that. What goes into an Adrian Gonzalez michelada, of course, with Calidad beer?
Yeah, for me, I definitely do, you know, like an ounce or two of clamato. I do a full lime. I do a little bit of Maggi, a little bit of the Worcester sauce, and then I'll throw a little bit of spice in there, like some sort of hot sauce, a little bit of tajin, a little bit of salt, and, you know, pour the beer on top.
Oh, yeah. I think we need micheladas right now.
I think we do, at least on Monday, you know, and Monday's coming around.
At the start, you when we first got into kind of what's going on in baseball and the controversy and the stealing of signs, you know, using technology, you said, you know, I think it's something that definitely would warrant getting hit. Like, what are the rules of hitting someone? How hard can you throw it? Where are you supposed to hit them? Like, what kind of beanball would that warrant, what these Astros have been doing?
I think for the most part, you know, you bring in your reliever that has control, but he can get it up in the mid-90s and hit him, hit whoever it is right at the waist. Hip line, you definitely don't want to go too high up top. You don't want to, you know, accidentally hit somebody in the head, but you keep it right around the hip, the butt area, and you just, you know, nice and easy, you know, make sure you let him know that that's not allowed.
Nice and easy, right between the blades.
Except for the next week that you're showering and you see those seams. Hey, you know, your body.
It looks like you've been cupped, you know, now in modern times. Adrian Gonzalez, our guest. What is this bet you have going on? I saw it. It was over a pool table. You have a big green jersey on. It looks like an Aaron Rodgers jersey. You're with Matt Kemp. What is this Super Bowl bet you have going? I think I saw it on Instagram. And why are you a Packer fan? Did you play for the Brewers?
I'm a Charger fan. Charger fan.
Okay.
I'm a Charger fan, but you know, unfortunately, last year was good, but you know, the last few years the Chargers have not been in the playoffs. So you have to have a team you root for once your team is out, I believe. And I've always been a huge fan of Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers sent me a signed jersey, and you know, we've been fans of each other for a long time. And so when the Chargers do get eliminated, if the Packers are in, that's who I root for. And so for me, it's I know Matt Kemp's a huge 49er fan. You know, stay in touch with him, and so I wanted to make a friendly bet with him. So you know, we'll see what happens on Sunday, but hopefully Aaron can work his magic.
Adrian, you said you're a big Charger fan, so we're going to lean on you for some David Vasse insider information. There's some photos circulating on the internet. Figure with you being a big superstar in the world of baseball, maybe you rub elbows with Philip Rivers. Some photos of him loading up cars and a moving van in front of his house. You know anything about Philip Rivers moving out of San Diego to Florida is the rumor?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that, but I tell you, I've enjoyed watching Philip check the ball around for the Chargers for a long time, and I'm looking forward to seeing Tom Brady check it for the Chargers.
Oh yeah, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, just
I like that.
You know, it's a quick turnover. You know, one out the door, one in the door. Athletes know it. They know it's cruel, but they practice it as well. Adrian, God bless you. What can you tell us that's going on with the foundation that you and your wife, Betsy, of course, have established since 2008, the Adrian and Betsy Gonzalez Foundation?
We'll be doing our interviews for our scholarship kids in the next month or so, and just continue to always look for these amazing kids and pour into their future so they can have that success that a little bit easier, you know, be achievable. So, the interviews for that, and we're always looking to do things and partner with the great organizations that are doing great things for our future.
Well, you go to that New Jersey Mike's in Vista, instead of handing you a sandwich, he tosses it in the air and just smacks it with the bat right into your mouth. It's pretty sweet. That's what they do at the Grand
Open. Keep your mouth open real wide.
Golly Dot Beer. And of course, the Adrian and Betsy Gonzalez.
You're lucky. It's your lucky day. The boss is here. Hey, boss.
Adrian, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a great time.
You too.
We always have a great time around
here. That's
right. Frogman Friday. I mean, are you kidding me? We'll be right back.
Frogman.
With more PMS on AM570 LA Sports. Your home.
Frogman.
Of the Dodgers. We talked the other day.
I like good news, and thanks to Adrian Gonzalez. That was good news.
That was
getting
great.
Him back on.
Alex Wood's going to join us in the next hour. A little pulp action for you. But big news, and I retweeted it under the heading, good news.
From I did see this tweet.
Ryan Abraham's account. Well, Steve Lopes is probably the guy that did the USC schedule, the guy that was recently let go, the COO, Chief Operating Officer, in the USC Athletic Department.
And shut your mouth.
Do you not want me to do this story?
I do.
Are you sure?
I just want you to shut your mouth when you're talking about USC.
Well, it's kind of hard to do both at the same time. I mean, you know? But USC is actively getting rid of their, or trying to shop out of their UC Davis commitment. Why does that matter? And this is Ryan Abraham at Inside Troy on Twitter. According to sources, USC is actively working to replace FCS opponent UC Davis to open next football season, 2021. The Trojans are currently one of three programs that have never played an FCS school. UCLA, Notre Dame are the other two. So it's those three, the triangle of USC rivals, who have never played an FCS school. Washington fell off the train, and I watched them do it in person when they played Portland State.
Ow. Vikings?
Yes.
There we go.
Good job.
There we go.
Good job, Matt. But yeah, USC, and that seems like, you know, Matt, and you made this point the other day, and the segment is up on at Petros and Money. It was a few days ago when we talked about the changes in the USC athletic department, and maybe it's too much inside baseball for people, but what they all mean. And you did suggest that maybe some modicum of control is being taken by the old Bonarino, who can't have the basically AD breathing down his neck who was there, because this guy really knows how to do the job, or at least he's paid like he knows how to do the job. And he was an AD before. And maybe Mike Bone is taking a little bit more control of the USC program. You know, I was probably overly hopeful when the president was hired. And I thought that that would bring about more change more quickly.
Clean it up. It's a bad scene, man.
And when they've kept a lot of people around and kept Clay Helton, I was extremely discouraged, obviously, for the future of the place. You know, obviously, there's nothing they can do about their nebulous board. But getting rid of three lifers, basically, in the athletic department, including Ron Orr and Steve Lopes, and now this news leaks out that they're shopping to get rid of that UC Davis FCS game so they can keep themselves, you know, in that high standard that people expect USC to be.
They should, when UCLA and Notre Dame are the only other two.
Well, yeah.
You don't want to be the team that falls. Yeah,
maybe you're right, Matt. Maybe the old Bonarino is starting to plant his boner.
Here's some more USC-related news. You guys see this?
What?
Seattle Seahawks O-line coach reportedly emerging as a candidate for the Hawaii head coaching vacancy.
Tom Cable?
What's the name of that? Hold on. Oh, it's going to stop you dead in
is
your tracks.
Is it
Cable? Cable is with
it's
the
stop
Oakland
you
Raiders now.
Dead in your tracks.
Yeah. Ready for this? Seahawks
O-line
coach.
Oh, I know who it is. I saw this.
Brennan Carroll.
Pete Carroll's son.
Pete's kid, yeah.
Well,
head coach at Hawaii.
Well, Bruce Feldman tweeted this.
Did you see Scott Wolf's reaction to
that? It's a
news?
Favor to Pete. I hate to say it like that, but it's a favor to Pete.
Dear God.
I mean, didn't you see Bruce Feldman had a tweet like when somebody got hired for some job, and then like he went even further, like, but these guys really impressed in the interview. Jed Fish. It's like, would you stop? Stop trying so hard for these guys.
Gotta massage your relationships, man. Got to keep it on the up and up. Sometime you got to get back.
If Brennan Carroll gets a Hawaii job, Matt, Aloha Stadium might sink right next to the Arizona.
I thought you were going to say, I'll paddle to Maui.
Well, you did
well, you
buy that board,
game.
Matt. You'd be able to paddle, and I could just sit on the back like a swami.
Will you do something? Will you at least kick?
Squall coming. So maybe the Bonerino is taking some control, and maybe he's not as inept as we originally thought. But still, another year of Clay Helton at the helm for USC.
Maybe not a year. Maybe just a week.
Very difficult for people to swallow.
Oh, he's going to recruit. You just wait till February comes around. You're going to be blown away. Blown away.
There's nobody left.
Blown away. Nobody left that you know of.
Okay. We'll be right back with more PMS. Top story of the day coming up next. I'll never